that had to be pleasing to Mike and also Jim Guthrie, because they now had a friend in an emerging foundation that had a strong education interest. I got in the habit of calling Mike or Jim or both when I had ideas in front of me that I thought might be relevant to the policy or the economic side of it. The Hewlett Foundation decided it would spend a lot on public education, and what would we do? So the first thought was university relationships with schools. That was going to be good for Stanford, of course, and other universities that had ed schools that wanted to change the way they were working with schools. So I got a little advice from Mike and Jim on that. But we were also thinking inside the Hewlett Foundation that policy was important. Education policy was not widely attended in the foundation world. There were some foundations that put money into it, like Jim Kelly's foundation, the Ford Foundation. But by and large, there wasn't much happening. Plus, I think we looked into it enough and thought that the state level was really where education policy is the most important policy is made. So we wanted to look into how to strengthen education policy making in California. I met with Mike and Jim on the subject of creating some kind of an institute. I don't think it took more than a few months, and eventually a proposal came out, and the Hewlett Foundation funded policy analysis for California education. And of course, Hewlett was glad when, in the years subsequent, programs in Florida and other states also developed, more or less modeled on what Mike and Jim had come up with.